And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the Wagner Private Army claimed in audio published on Sunday that there's, quote, not a single soldier in Bakhmut.
В населенном пункте Бахмут нет ни одного украинского военного.
Yevgeny Prigozhin had previously claimed that the eastern city came under complete Russian control at about midday on Saturday. On Sunday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rejected those claims. Prigozhin accused Zelensky of being, quote, simply not aware of what's happening on the ground. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are due to speak face-to-face Monday after a telephone conversation Sunday on how to reach an agreement on averting a U.S. default before the June 1st deadline, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he did have a productive call with President Biden as the president was returning from the G7 summit in Japan, where he had to reassure world leaders.
Default is not an option.
Biden says despite GOP complaints, he has compromised and introduced ideas to raise revenue.
Much of what they've already proposed is simply quite frankly, unacceptable.
But conservative Republicans, like Congressman Jody Arrington, who spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, says,
we've got to right size and rein in this bureaucratic bloat.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Conservative Party of Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has won a landslide election victory, but without enough parliamentary seats on Sunday to form a government outright. The prime minister has indicated he will seek a second election in a bid to consolidate his victory without the need of a coalition partner. This is VOA News. At least a dozen people were killed and more injured after a stampede at a soccer stadium in El Salvador over the weekend. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
El Salvador President Nayib Bukele said the National Civil Police and the Attorney General's office would conduct a thorough investigation into the events at the stadium, saying on Twitter that, quote, everyone will be investigated. Teams, managers, stadium, box office, league, federation, etc. Whoever the culprits are, they will not go unpunished. The Salvadoran Football Federation has suspended the tournament.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Lebanon's militant group Hezbollah put on a short show of force in a training session which was open to the media. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the training, Hezbollah's forces staged a simulated military exercise. Masked fighters fired from the backs of motorcycles and blew up Israeli flags posted in the hills above. They also jumped through flaming hoops. The exercise came ahead of Liberation Day, the annual celebration of the withdrawal of Israeli forces from South Lebanon on May 25th, 2000. It also came in the wake of a recent escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in Gaza. Militant group Hamas, which rules Gaza, has long had ties with Hezbollah. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis on Sunday called on Sudan's warring forces to lay down their arms, expressing dismay about the ongoing fighting and worsening humanitarian situation in the African country. The Pope's call comes a day after the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces agreed to a 7-day ceasefire due to take effect Monday evening. The U.S. southeastern state of North Carolina's governor vows to give women as much access as possible following the state's new 12-week abortion ban, which takes effect July 1st. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper had vetoed the legislation, but the state's Republican-led assembly voted to override that veto.
We're going to make sure that this bill gets implemented in a way that we provide the most access possible to women.
He also says the bill was contradictory, conflicting, confusing, and open to interpretation while not a compromise.
This is in no way a reasonable compromise as Republicans have presented it. It's a compromise between the right wing and the radical right wing.
Cooper made his comments on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.